Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Are you in control battles with several kids all at the same time? Well, maybe you need to become self-oriented. Today's Healthy Family Connections podcast, episode number 35, is titled, Be Yourself, Save Your Family. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you create that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And for those looking for help with their parenting and relationship challenges, come to my website, neildbrown.com, and download my free Parent Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast. It is not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Today, we're answering a question from Edith of Portland, Oregon. And Edith wants to know, how do you handle multiple different beasts or different kids at the same time? Well, thanks for your question, Edith. And just to clarify, Edith is not calling her kids beasts. In my book, Ending the Parent-Teen Control Battle, I explain how parent-teen control battles cause and maintain adolescent problems, and I refer to the control battle as the beast. So she isn't calling her kids beasts. Edith is asking how to deal with a situation where she has control battles with several kids all at the same time. Well, all I can say is, yipes, Edith, that sounds exhausting. You're putting a lot of burden on yourself to manage other people's behavior, to manage your kids' behavior. And as you try to manage them, they resist your efforts. And that sounds utterly exhausting, and you must be suffering from at least some level of parental burnout, and that's not good. So I'm going to introduce you to a concept that I think can prove very helpful. When we focus our efforts on changing other people's behavior, it invariably engenders resistance. And I call this effort to get other people to change being other person oriented. In your case, Edith, this looks like you trying to get your kids to behave and they resist those efforts. So what's the alternative, you ask? What am I supposed to do if I don't try to change their behavior? The alternative is to be self-oriented. And what, pray tell, is self-oriented? Well, being self-oriented is operating from a clear sense of who we are, our boundaries, our limits, our expectations and values, our standards, and our needs. And we have respect for other people being able to manage their own behavior. Yes, even our children and our teenagers. We manage our behavior, they manage their behavior. Being other person oriented undermines healthy communication. And it undermines healthy child and adolescent development. It interferes with kids learning how to self-manage, and it invites control battles. Being other person-oriented can include bribes and rewards, sweet talk, as well as threats and punishments. When we try to manage someone else's behavior, we are doing their jobs for them, and now they don't have to. It's actually a form of manipulation. Now, you may think that you're trying to get your kids to do the right thing, so why is that manipulation? But you're manipulating them to do the right thing when we are other person oriented. When I encourage people to be aware of their orientation and to move from being other person oriented to self-oriented, they'll say, but I don't want to be selfish or self-centered, Neil. Well, I'll respond by explaining that self-oriented is very different from selfish or self-centered. Being selfish is being cheap or ungenerous. It's making sure that you get yours regardless of whether or not others get theirs, or maybe even at the expense of others getting theirs. Being self-centered is lacking empathy and often being unaware or uncaring about how you make others feel. Edith, I'm certain that you are neither self-centered nor selfish and probably couldn't be if you wanted to be. Self-oriented is operating with self-awareness as well as awareness of others. Self-oriented acknowledges that we can't change others. We only change and control ourselves. We can care about others, love others, empathize with others, and be compassionate, yet we do not control others. We are not responsible for their behaviors, only how we respond to their behaviors. Being self-oriented allows us to stay centered and not become overly frustrated when others don't behave the way we had hoped. Being self-oriented is being our honest, authentic selves. So the paradox is that when we overstep our boundaries and we try to get kids to do or not do something, even the right thing, we engender resistance. When we have our boundaries and we communicate love and caring towards others, we engender cooperation. Here's an example of what being other person oriented might sound like. So I'm going to be the mom or the dad here. Jeff, get off the computer and get going on your homework. I'm in the middle of a game. It's time to do your homework. Get off the computer. I can do my homework later. I don't have that much. If you don't get off the computer, I'm taking your computer privileges away. Why are you so mean? I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to help you get some good habits for the school year. Well, what's the point of stopping doing something I'm enjoying doing to do something I don't enjoy and I can easily do later? Get off the computer now. I hate you. Sound familiar? Well, here mom is working so hard to get Jeff to do his homework. Hear her pain and her frustration? And all Jeff is doing is resisting and feeling unsupported and seeing his mother as unreasonable. Well, now let's look at how mom sounds when she is self-oriented. Jeff, just letting you know that your hour of computer time is up and it's time to get going on your homework. I don't have that much homework. I'm in the middle of a game. I hear that, sweetheart, and I know it's always hard to stop a game. It takes a lot of self-control, but you know what the rules are, and it's your job to follow them. It can't be my job. So if you want to keep your computer privileges, you need to show that you can handle getting off when your time is up and then do a great job on your homework. Well, within the next couple of minutes, Jeff quietly gets off his computer and starts on his homework. Same situation, yet in one case, mom is trying to get her son to change his behavior. In the other case, mom is letting her son know that it's his job to change his behavior. Self-oriented mom is not overly frustrated and can stay empathetic and supportive, and her tone reflects that. The consequences are exactly the same, but in one case, Jeff will see it as mom controlling him and he'll resist, and in the other case, Jeff will get the information he needs. He might not like that information, but he gets the information he needs to make a good choice for himself. Now, just so you understand, if Jeff is used to being in a control battle, he's unlikely to respond quickly to the change in mom from being other person oriented to being self-oriented. So he might, in fact, lose his computer privileges. We have to remember that control battles have momentum. So making a change takes a little bit of time. Not a ton, but at least a little bit of time. Now, if Jeff is used to mom being self-oriented, he'll realize mom's limits and he'll respect them. And he'll grow up to know and respect his own limits as well. Edith, I encourage you to switch from being other person oriented in your home to being self-oriented and thereby putting your kids in charge of their own behavior. Call a meeting with all your kids, and if you're married with your partner as well, and talk about how things need to change from mom struggling to get everyone to do their jobs to mom being in charge of her jobs and kids being in charge of their jobs. Now, in an earlier podcast, Creating Lasting Change in Families, I describe how to set up a positive meeting by acknowledging the problem, acknowledging everyone's strengths and wonderful qualities. Then parents take responsibility for the strife. In this case, Edith, you might say that you've been trying to get them to do their responsibilities, and that's an insult to them since they're completely capable of that. So from now on, you're going to do only your job of letting them know what the expectations and the rules are, and it will be their job to manage their behavior and figure out how to follow the rules. Let them know, of course, that their privileges must be earned, and they are earned by being responsible, cooperative, and respectful. And for more on that kind of meeting and how to set it up, you can listen to that podcast on how to create lasting change in families. So listeners, here is my challenge to all of us. Let's ask ourselves, where am I other person oriented? Where am I self oriented? Where am I trying to manipulate others versus being honest and clear with others about what I want or what I think? And let's all take a step in the direction of being more authentic, yet compassionate, self-oriented selves. Well, thanks for tuning in today, listeners, and special thanks to you, Edith, for stimulating this important discussion. And please feel free to come to my website at neildbrown.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter there, where there is plenty of helpful stuff right now and plenty more in the pipeline. And I'd love to have a chance to answer your question that you can submit at neildbrown.com as well. And please, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.